The Reserve Bank concluded that they could not find that there was a contravention because there was not a perfected transaction. Essentially, that means that because the transaction was never finalized, the president was not entitled to have the money, and therefore they could not find that it was in contravention. What is being missed, however, is the apparent fact that dollars were held in furniture for an extended period of time, and that time was outside of the legislated limit, which means that it would have been a contravention. So we will be asking additional questions to the Reserve Bank when they appear before the committee on the 30th of August. I will also be writing to the governor to ask for that report or a redacted version of the report. The public needs to be certain that the Reserve Bank is not acting in a political way, and that it is in fact ensuring that this matter is properly ventilated.